This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 575, Killer Clothing IELTS Part 3 Answers.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear native sample answers to speaking part 3 questions about clothing and learn amazing vocabulary and transitions for your own IELTS practice.
Hey, Jessica, what's happening?
Oh, what is happening today? I don't know. We're going to have a play date this afternoon with a friend's neighbor. I think, so his mom is buying a new house and there's lots of hectic stuff to do there. Lots of appointments and paperwork and stuff. So she's like, is it okay just for a couple hours? Yeah. My son comes over. I was like, yeah, of course. We're going to eat some pulled pork and the kids will probably play Minecraft, I'm guessing.
That sounds fun. That's awesome. Yeah. It's so nice that other mothers can rely on each other. You guys can help each other. Yeah. And that's nice.
Oh, it's huge. I was just watching a documentary on, what was it? On like the history of the ideas of like marriage and monogamy in our society. Mm-hmm. It was a really interesting documentary. But, you know, originally when we were all hunter-gatherers and it was just the children belonged to the tribe, like all the adults took care of all the children. And I don't know, I kind of like that idea. I want to bring some of that back.
Yeah, we've definitely kind of lost that in our general culture, right? I mean, everyone kind of lives in a home and often it's not the norm to be able to rely on your neighbors, right, to take care of.
Not anymore. Yeah. And think how quickly that passed, because I feel like in our parents' time, it wasn't like that. I mean, I think my mom talks about, you know, all the kids going outside to play in the streets and all the adults hanging out. And I think, right, like technology just brought us all inside really fast.
That's true. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, that's a topic for another day. Guys, just before we get into today's show, we need to tell you that we're having webinars coming up, guys, all about grammar structures for writing. You need this stuff for high grammar scores, and don't waste your time studying rules. We have everything you need. So check out these webinars, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/examiner. Sign up today, June 20th, June 21st.
Exactly. And guys, make sure you show up live. You do want to be on that call live so you can get your questions answered. And it's just a much better experience when you're there. You get our special offers and what we have to offer you. It's great. Go ahead, Jessica. Yeah.
I think it's much more impactful to see something live, to witness something happening at the moment. You can't take a break to check your email or go grab something. Like you are in the moment paying attention the whole time. So definitely if you can, guys, come live.
Yeah, you'll be more likely to learn more. So go to allearsenglish.com/examiner. Cool. All right, Jessica, what are we getting into today?
We are going to do some sample part 3 questions about clothing. And this sounds very weird, abstract, odd, but I can tell you guys, these questions do come up in speaking part 3 and also writing task 2. So listen up about how Lindsay and I approach these answers, what sort of examples we give. Definitely take notes on our answers today.
Okay. All right. So should we just dive right into it, Jessica? I'll ask you the first question and then we'll just trade off. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Perfect.
Okay. So what's our time limit on this for speaking part 3, by the way?
So for part 3, guys, you want to answer for more or less a minute. Some answers will be shorter, some longer. You have to be flexible with that. Don't start repeating yourself. Really, your goal is just to give like a strong opinion if possible, if the question is asking for that. Provide some specific support from your own experience and then finish up, right? Don't talk for too long.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm going to ask you the first question. Here we go. So, Jessica, what can you tell about a person from looking at their clothes?
That's funny. I think you could actually tell a lot. I feel like that that answer isn't politically correct for some reason. Like maybe I'm being judgmental or I don't know, superficial, but no, you can, of course, because people express their personalities through their style. I mean, growing up when I was in high school and I would go through different phases, you could tell from looking at my clothes. Like maybe I was having a skater phase or a punk phase and I was wearing, you know, like leather bands around my arms and maybe some metal studs on a necklace or something. So you can definitely tell what the person wants to express by looking at their clothes. Maybe as we get older, that fades because now I just spend my days in, you know, workout clothes. But definitely young people, you could tell a lot from what they're wearing.
Awesome. I like it. You finished right at a minute. That was really good. And you didn't repeat yourself for sure. And I like how you gave your own, you know, you made yourself the example. I like that.
Guys, when in doubt, use yourself as an example. That's the most accessible thing. And don't like pause to think of something, right? Just really say the first thing that comes to mind. Okay, let's see. So, Lindsay, would you say people are generally well-dressed where you live? Hello, awesome IELTS students. If you want to get past IELTS this year and never have to think about it again, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. So many students have gotten the scores they needed and above the scores they needed using our strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Well, I would say they actually are. And a lot of that is here in Boston is due to the influence of the Ivy League, right? We have two big, you know, the education culture and the Ivy League. We have Harvard and MIT right here. And so you really do see people dress in a traditional New England. It's not my style. And I can tell you, I definitely don't fall within this style whatsoever. Actually, I would prefer just to be in a hoodie and jeans every day with sneakers and a t-shirt. That is my ideal work, you know, work outfit and daily outfit. But, you know, for the people around here, especially in Cambridge, you'll see people in boat shoes and Nantucket Reds and you know, polo shirts. And you definitely see that whole kind of upscale New England style of fashion. So I would say, if you want to, you know, qualify this as being well-dressed, I would say indeed they do dress pretty well around here.
That's funny. That is like an East Coast style that you don't see here, really.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody in Portland dresses up. Like everybody is in like jeans and t-shirts and shorts and stuff. Okay, cool. Funny. Do you want to ask me the next one?
Yep, here we go. All right. And Jessica, do you think school uniforms are a good idea?
Oh gosh, that one's really tough. There's pros and cons to both sides. I think as a parent, I would prefer school uniforms. It would make stuff easier because you just purchase like these certain clothes at the beginning of a school year and then you don't have to worry about any fads coming in. Like, you know, like, oh, I really want a Batman shirt or some Pokemon shoes or whatever. Like they wouldn't have that choice because they would just have uniforms. But on the other side, I don't know. I think it's kind of boring. I think it's fun for kids to express themselves through their clothes. I love seeing what outfits James chooses in the morning because he like puts lots of thought into it. So it's, you know, if I had to choose, I'd probably say no.
Cool. So I like how in that answer you showed both sides of it. You know, you showed the pros and the cons of it. That was kind of nice. Both sides were built out very well too.
That's always a good way to expand, guys. Even if you do have a strong opinion on one side in speaking part 3, just to show your flexibility and, you know, some more vocab, some more examples. You could definitely talk about the contrasting side as well, even if you don't agree with it.
Yeah, and that also gives us like a really nice built-in template in our heads, like a structure that we can go with, right? And templates provide a sense of structure and support so we know where we're going. We're just not going out into the open of that question. We know where we're going to go.
Definitely, guys, because on part 3, you're going to be a little bit nervous. The questions are harder. Yeah. So having that template is a really good idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's go through one more, Jessica, before we finish up today.
Yeah, let's do one more question. Okay, let's see. So, Lindsay, why do some employers require staff to wear uniforms?
Okay, well, I think it's I can see the pros and cons again of requiring staff. It certainly depends on what the workplace is, but I think that, you know, the idea of having a brand look and feel and having your employees kind of emanate that can be very, very good for branding. So I think that's the primary reason that employers might have their, I mean, the obvious ones are, of course, in a restaurant or at a place like Starbucks, but even more specifically, you know, certain shops, they might wear a certain t-shirt and then people know who should I go to for help, right? There are a lot of logical reasons why you would have your staff wear a uniform. And at the same time, I think it's good to let staff members express themselves in their own way. So maybe having something where you can have your staff wear a certain type of uniform and then other ways they can express themselves, like within their shoes or their kind of pants that they want. They can mix it up depending on who they are personally. But I think that's the general reason that employers require their staff to wear uniforms.
Awesome. That was great. Guys, there are so many ways we have introduced our opinion and transitioned to like examples and contrasts and stuff. So definitely listen to these answers a few times, guys. This is a really, really useful episode. I will put notes of our vocab and transition phrases in the blog post. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 575. So come back to the blog post and search for this. Come back to the website. Sometimes my mouth goes faster than my mind.
Yeah.
And search for 575, guys.
All right. Awesome. And guys, remember to sign up for our webinar coming up very soon at allearsenglish.com/examiner. Very cool. Very cool.
Awesome. And if you're ready to get past IELTS this year, sign up for 3 Keys IELTS, guys. It's guaranteed to increase your score. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, and we're out of here for today. Jessica, enjoy your afternoon. Have fun.
I will. You too.
All right. All right, take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.